A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I'd like us to begin a discussion on the subject, Breaking Point. Let me start by saying there are a few things needed for a man to push on in life and in destiny and arrive at the place that God has destined for him. Don't ever forget that life is a race. Life is also a journey. And we need, number one, strength. We also need courage. We need confidence. A man that we push through in the journey of life and get to the place that God has destined for him needs strength. In 1 Kings chapter number 19, from verse 7 to verse number 8, the Bible says concerning Elijah the prophet, and the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. The journey of life is a very great one. It's great, and everybody needs strength for that journey. So the angel told Elijah, rise up, eat and drink, because the journey is great. And in verse number 8, the scripture says, so he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. Elijah needed strength for his journey. You also need strength for the journey of life. We all need strength for this journey. Of course, strength is being strong and possessing the ability to get something done, the ability to get something done or to push through in life and in destiny. Strength is needed. So we need strength for the journey of life. Secondly, we need courage. Courage is the ability to do something that you know is difficult or dangerous. The ability to do something that you know is difficult or you know is dangerous, but you face it with courage. And so this courage is mental or moral strength to venture, to press on, to persevere, or to withstand danger. The strength to persevere, the strength to press on, the mental or moral strength to venture to do something. That is what courage is all about. The ability, the grace, the strength, the stamina to take certain risk. That is what courage is all about. In Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 6 and verse number 7, God, through the prophet Moses, kept speaking to Joshua that among all that he needs in order to fulfill his destiny and embark on his journey successfully, that Joshua needed courage. And so in verse number 6 of Joshua chapter 1, the Bible says, be strong and of good courage, for to these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. In verse number 7, it says, only be strong and very courageous. And so a major tool needed by Joshua in his pursuit in life was courage. So God told him, be courageous, be courageous. Face those dangerous tasks. Take those risks. And so Joshua, of course, you realize when eventually God was going to lead him to cross River Jordan, if Joshua did not have courage, when God said to him, tell the priest to dip their feet into River Jordan, and Jordan would push back for them. Without courage, Joshua would not have told the priest to step into Jordan. So we need courage to press on. We also need confidence. Confidence to press on in life. Confidence is the belief that you can do something well and succeed at it. That is confidence. The belief that I can do this thing and succeed at it. So we need strength for the journey of life. We need courage. We need confidence. Don't forget our discussion. We are discussing the breaking point. How do I mean? Don't forget, now that you know the three basic things that every man needs for the journey of life to arrive at his place, like Elijah, to get to your own mountain, the mountain of God, you need strength. And like Joshua, to get to your promised land, you need courage. You also need confidence, because the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 35, that you should do not cast away your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. So if you need reward, then you need confidence. So these three are very important, but we are discussing the breaking point. The breaking point is where a man loses all strength and courage and confidence to win, to continue, to resist, to persevere, to hang on, and to get there. That is the breaking point. This man needs strength. You need strength to get to where you are going. But a man gets to his breaking point when he loses strength, when a man loses courage, when a man loses confidence to press on in life and in destiny, then we can say that that man has gotten to his breaking point. We must understand that we have different levels of strength, different level of stamina and confidence. Your confidence is different from my level of confidence. My level of courage is different from your own level of courage. We all have different levels of strength, of confidence, and of courage. But a man gets to his breaking point when he loses the strength to press on, when he loses the courage to go on, when he loses the energy to press on. The breaking point is a point a man gets to that progress becomes halted in his life when he cannot press on again. Dear friend, have you gotten to the breaking point in your life? Are you so frustrated about events, things that have happened to you, that you have lost the courage, the will to press on and to move on? I'd like to encourage you this morning never to give up, to pick yourself up again and press on in life. I'd like to tell you that it is not over. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your journey. Don't give up on your mountain. Don't give up on your promised land. Don't give up on your rewards. Don't give up on the promises of God for your life. Do not give up. Don't get to your yield level. Don't get to your breaking point. It's not time for you to break down. It's not time for you to cave in. It's not time for you to hang up. Don't keep pressing on. Don't get to that breaking point. I'll show you examples of those who got to the breaking point. Let's pick an example. Let's start from Elijah himself. Elijah got to his breaking point. In that same chapter 19 of 1 Kings, from verse 1 through to verse number 4, after a major victory over the prophets of Baal and a very mighty revival in the land, Elijah was threatened by the wicked queen Jezebel. Jezebel threatened Elijah, promised to kill him. The Bible says from verse number 1 of 1 Kings chapter 19, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose, that's Elijah, and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die and said, it is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am not no better than my fathers. Elijah got to his yield level, to his breaking point. He couldn't take it anymore. Hear what he said, it is enough. And then Elijah went on a journey to the wilderness. This is the man needed in the city to continue the revival that he has started. But he ran to the wilderness. He sat under a broom tree and he began to wish for death. He was despaired of life. Elijah became suicidal and wanted to end it all. Elijah simply got to his breaking point. He broke down completely. He lost the needed strength to press on. He lost the courage, the confidence with which he looked at Ahab and decreed there shall be no rain, and then there shall be rain. He lost his confidence before Jezebel and he wanted to die. Don't forget where we started from. Everybody needs strength to press on. You need confidence to go on. You need courage to get to your place in life and in destiny. But a man gets to his breaking point when he loses the strength to move on. He loses the confidence, the strength, and the stamina to press on in life and in destiny. My encouragement to you this weekend is that you must never get to that breaking point. And if you are at that breaking point now, the word of God is saying, rise up, eat and drink, for the journey is still great for you. There is still greatness ahead of you. There is a mountain for you to get to. There is a Canaan for you to possess. There's a reward ahead of you. You can't afford to give it all up now. Get up and get going. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I pick up my life, my destiny. I take strength. I take stamina. I take my confidence back in the name of Jesus. Strength to move on in my journey. Confidence to press on. And stamina and courage to push through. I receive in the name of Jesus. I refuse to give up in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. I press through the challenges of the now. Every opposition that is facing me, I press through every challenge, every opposition confronting me at the moment. I receive the strength of the Almighty God to press on and move on to my own mountain. I receive courage to possess my Canaan. I receive the confidence to go for my reward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and come against everything that is threatening your life at the moment. Every threat to my life, to my destiny, to my business, to my family, to my ministry, to my calling, to my career, I command, be still now. I silence every threat, everything threatening my life, threatening my business, threatening my destiny. I silence you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be still in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray. I refuse to break down. I press on in the name of Jesus. I refuse to give up. I refuse to surrender. I will get to my mountain in the name of Jesus. I will possess my Canaan in the name of Jesus. I will obtain my reward in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names for the strength for you to get to your own mountain. I receive for you the courage to possess your Canaan. I receive for you the confidence to obtain your reward in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I subdue totally before you every threat, every opposition. I beat them down. I declare that they be beaten down before you today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral this Sunday, 8 a.m. It promises to be great. You may wish to join our meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, join us at the Tisala building opposite WAEC office, Ogba, for a glorious service. 9 a.m. is the service there. In Abeokuta, join us at Ebifem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Time for the service is 8 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.